Some songs will just never go away, like this one.
Every breath you take, every move you make.
The Police, of course. Every Breath You Take was a huge sensation when it came out in 1983, and today it plays on. The soundtrack to parties, on weddings, trips to the grocery store.
I'm not surprised at all that people continue to gravitate to it, in part because it sounds so distinct.
That is NPR Music, Stephen Thompson.
It's actually kind of a monochromatic arrangement. It has that one really memorable kind of snaky guitar line to it, but otherwise that song kind of sits flat. And weirdly, I think over the decades, that has kind of been flipped from what might be seen as a weakness to a strength.
Well, now there's some new science that might explain the song's staying power. In a study published this week by the Royal Society, researchers in Denmark analyzed streaming data for nearly 4 million songs on Spotify to see if there was a pattern to the types of music we listened to over a 24-hour period.
And we found that we could categorize it into 5 distinct time blocks throughout the day.
Ole Hegli of Aarhus University says those 5 time blocks have different musical qualities. In the morning block, slow but energetic songs dominate. Hegli suggested Supreme by Robbie Williams.
When there's no love in town, this new century keeps bringing you down.
Now, louder, faster songs rule in the afternoon, like Only Girl in the World by Rihanna.
Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world.
Danceable music in the evening, you get the point. And it's not that surprising. Scientists say it shows how our music preferences are shaped by our daily rhythms.
But here's the catch. The song whose musical qualities would allow it to drift through all 5 time blocks? Well, you guessed it.
I'll be watching you.
Mainly because it is a very in-the-middle type of song. It's a medium tempo, it's a bit groovy, but not too much groovy. It doesn't have any, you know, like loud surprises, and it's all over just a very pleasant, perhaps even a bit bland song.
So, is there anything artists trying to score a hit can learn from The Police? Hegley thinks yes.
You should really aim for something that's, you know, more or less in the middle of the pack. Something that's not too high in tempo, but also not too low. And something that's danceable, but maybe not too danceable either.
NPR's Stephen Thompson is not so sure.
I don't think it's a bad thing if there's a song that's best for 6 a.m., if I'm up at 6 a.m. and I want to listen to music, I want to hear a song that's tailored to 6 a.m.
Thompson says every breath you take may be eternal, but we don't need another one.